Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we were in school. We were taught about the Trojan War and the Trojan Horse. And Yeah, I don't remember it all too much. Okay, but
I don't recall that.
Well, you remember the Trojan Horse? The Greeks were coming.
I heard something about it.
All right, well, let me educate you. Let me educate you.
Like, it really wasn't a horse. It was like made from plaster.
No, it was a horse. I think it was a wooden horse. But anyway, the Greeks brought this horse in. They were trying to beat Troy.
It was a Greek horse.
I don't know what kind of horse it was, but it was a horse.
Those
wooden
Greeks
horse.
Brought it in.
Yeah, the Greeks brought it in.
All right.
And it supposedly was supposed to be like a gift to Troy or a peace deal, and they made it seem like they sailed away. But they've been trying to fight the city of Troy for a long time.
So they were there in boats, and they kind of like turned around and kind of...
Yeah, kind of left, left this, you know, Trojan horse behind.
As a gift?
As a gift.
They brought it into the city as a gift?
They brought it into the city. Well, they left it out, then the people from Troy brought it into the city gates.
Oh, wow.
When they went to sleep.
That was nice of them. Oh, nice. Yeah. Left them a horse. They were going to kill them, but they said, well,
leave your horse instead. But what happened was that there was actually soldiers inside the horse.
Oh, my goodness.
Greek soldiers. So these Greeks start spilling out at night while everyone's asleep and wind up taking over the city of Troy, burning it down, you know, rest is history.
So when you say Trojan horse, it's really about something that looks like something, but it's not really
exactly.
that.
And
exactly. So there's something behind this.
There's something behind it. It's not just a gift. It may appear one way, but in reality, what was meant to be a gift is actually going to wind up being disastrous for you.
Sounds like what's happening in the world right now, even in America.
Yeah, this is true.
Wow.
This is true. Well, CBN is reporting that their fears right now is that there's been an Islamic takeover with their education. And this is what they're saying. It says the British government has announced that schools will be required to teach British values. It's like... Oh, is this a new revelation? Okay. They said the news comes after Islamists took over several schools in the United Kingdom, and this is basically an alleged plot to turn British faith-based schools into Muslim training academies, and this has been dubbed Operation Trojan Horse.
Wow.
They're saying that individuals with a religious motivation have turned public money, they've taken it, and have basically created madrasas, basically created a religious motivated school to promote intolerance, and in some cases, a criminal enterprise. This is George Igler saying this. And so now they're in a huge uproar. They're saying, what's happened? I mean, a lot of people now have come to Europe. I mean, a lot of Muslims have come into Europe, France, Germany. In fact, the chancellor... Angela Merkel of Germany says that in 20 years, Germany will be a Muslim nation. Wow. Just because of, you know, all the people that have migrated.
Through migration. For Christians, you actually are born into the kingdom of God, born again. You're physically born into Islam. If your family are Muslims and you are conceived and born, they consider you a Muslim when you are. And
born.
So, yeah, you're born. And so that's why Jesus said you must be born again. Mm-hmm. And so then the statistics like you're talking about, we have some of that on the torch. You can actually watch a video that shows how the whole earth is the birth rate's dropping. And
in order for a civilization to be able to live and produce a certain amount of years, a certain amount of babies have to be born.
It's like 2.25, something of that
like
nature.
That.
And they're way down below that.
Mm-hmm.
And so is America, by the way. That's why they're actually allowing people to come into our country to change that whole paradigm. But yeah, in that, they're saying that in 20 years, they're talking about?
Yeah,
I think it's even less than 20.
Well, 20 years, a couple years ago. So it's
less than 20. And that's amazing. And they keep on trying to, you cannot befriend the devil.
Well, it looked good. You know, it looked good in the beginning. People coming over, they maybe thought more money coming into their country. They didn't realize when people come, if they don't want to assimilate and be a part of your nation. Like if someone comes to the United States, hey, you're welcome. Everyone's welcome to come, but you understand that we have a constitution. You know, we have laws here. There's a way that, you know, you need to act when you come here, which is basically follow the constitution, follow our laws, become an American. Apparently that didn't, you know, happen in Great Britain and some of these other places. And now they have a very serious problem. They have major concerns, and now they're trying to turn the tide, but you know, it's going to take a lot of prayer.
Well, he says, you know, when you become a citizen of America, there's an oath, and you could read this oath on the VFN torch. He said, when you do, you hold your hand up and you take an mm-hmm. oath. And this makes sense because you have, you know, Muslims coming to Great Britain who don't want to be British. They want to be Muslims in the context of a caliphate, if you would. They want right. to be have the Quran, which is totally okay, but not to do that. That's, you're taking over a country then because you're just like, Great Britain won't be anymore. Right. And that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But when you come to America, you know, whatever Great Britain is, we left them, remember?
Right.
Yeah, we told you so. But it's happening in America right now. But when you become a citizen of America, you swear an oath. And I'm going to read to you this oath. This is what you raise your hands. And it may not have made a lot of sense during the blessed years we have of America, but now we're in these years, it makes very, very good sense. You raise your right hand, and hopefully you'll be able to see. As a matter of fact, I think that, Pat, can you take that and put that up? Because these are people who are swearing, becoming a citizen. I want you to be able to see this. And we'll pull this up. And the oath that they swear when you're becoming an American citizen, they raise their right hand and they say, and you're seeing a group of people right here taking the pledge as we speak. I hereby, and this is what you're saying when you become an American citizen, I hereby declare on oath, in other words, I'm swearing to this thing, that I will absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiances and fidelity. You have to understand that. This is what you're swearing. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiances and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been subject to or a citizen. In other words, I was under that, but I am actually renouncing that right now, and I'm pledging an allegiance to America and to the Constitution. This is what you swear. And then it goes on to say, as you're raising your right hand, that and not only that, that I will support and defend the Constitution, bing, 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 and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
Mm.
And then he goes on to let you know that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States, which when I'm required to do so by the law, I will actually defend her. And he goes through, I'll serve the armed forces, and it ends with, so help me God. And it's like, if in fact we truly go back to E Pluribus Unum, though many one, understanding that we are supposed to renounce all allegiances to this other country. In other words, if I was British and I was up under the parliament and I was up under the queen and up under the prime minister of England and I become a citizen of America, I would renounce Great Britain's rule over me. I could honor and appreciate what their government, what they're doing, but I'm not under them anymore. I am becoming solely allegiant to America.
Mm-hmm.
There's no potentate. There's no prince. There's no state. There's no sovereignty. There's no religious figure that's going to take over my allegiance to this nation.
Yeah.
And you can do that when you're one nation under God, because God says that you can function in the context of a nation and love the folks there, even if they don't walk in the same faith as yours.
You know, it's so important that we continue to teach this in education to our children in schools. You know, many children right now coming from other countries to the United States are migrating over. They didn't have a choice in this. Their parents brought them here. And if they don't understand that this is what you're doing, you're becoming an American citizen, you're on that process, or you're a part of this country, then they're going to have, they're still allegiance to wherever they came from. And so, you know, even right now with Britain, what they're saying, that on top of what's happening with education, they're saying this comes on the heel of an explosion, they say, regarding Muslim halal food in the nation and how it's interrupted their food supply. And after, and then on top of that, they're saying that there's...
This is actually food that is sacrificed, its throat is cut while facing Mecca,
yeah.
I believe.
Wow.
That's their, quote, kosher
food. Quote, unquote, blessed food, right?
Yeah, blessed food. But yeah. All you need to look for in your ingredients, it says, do not eat food sacrificed to idols.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you need to look. And what's the name of the food again?
Halal.
Okay, halal.
Halal, yeah. And it says that, you know, basically...
Maybe in your sausage. No, it'll be in your sausage.
No, not in your sausage.
It'll be in your sausage.
Not in your... Maybe in your gyro. Maybe in your gyro. Yeah. Make sure you look at that.
Gyro.
But Islam, basically, they're saying that they want to conquer the United Kingdom. They want to conquer the United Kingdom. And it says that they have right now 100 Sharia courts in their country.
No, a Sharia court, you have to understand, is a court that says... They're functioning under the Quran. They're not functioning under the Constitution, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually allow that. And so they're allowing them to have courts, religious courts, for Muhammad, for Allah, mm-hmm. and their Quran. And now they're saying we can turn this thing around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like what's being said, as we talked about in an earlier program, about Homeland Security. What they're saying is America is heading in that direction as well. Somebody who's loyal to the whole concept.
It goes even deeper. They say that in Birmingham, they allowed, this is in England, they allowed the prayers, Islamic prayers, to be prayed in the public schools and out there in the playground, and it's forced those that weren't Muslim to actually leave the school system. I mean, this is a total takeover, and what appeared to be maybe as a gift, this has been a Trojan war. Now they're losing their Trojan horse. They're saying that now they have to teach British values. They have to teach values to all the
students.
Which
will violate their loyalty to their God.
Right.
Which they won't.
Which they won't do. And so we here in the United States need to be very, you know, we need to be aware. We need to pay attention and learn from our friends in Great Britain. And say, listen, it's important. We need to talk about the Constitution. We need to talk about what it means to be a citizen of the United States. We need to speak about all the children that are coming over right now. And there's, I mean, especially in the last, like, year, there's been thousands, multiple thousands of children that have migrated to the United States and how they need to be educated as well as everyone else that's coming on over.
And you think about the very oath itself says, and if you don't bear fruit, if you don't bear faith to that, it's like, we got a ticket for you.
Yeah.
It's to go back to who your allegiance. Your allegiance is to that nation. I think you should be in that nation. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have the right to do. But why would you even leave that nation if your allegiance was to it and to come to this nation, unless you want to turn this nation into a caliphate, unless you want to turn this nation into this, have an allegiance to the same God that you actually have an allegiance to, which is no God at all.
Right.
And it's like, we have to stick back and go back and remember the oath that we take. It's time for us to stand up and pledge allegiance to the flag, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty for and justice for all. And there's a reason why they're taking the pledge out. There's a reason why they're taking prayer out. There's a reason why, because it's a dark strategy. They might not even know about it. But the ultimate strategy is to turn America away from God, whose son is Jesus Christ. But you know what? Greater is he that's in you, if you're a believer, then he that's in this world. It's time for us to rise up and be the church that God's called us to be. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.